You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for May 1995.
Thanks, Chris, and welcome to the DX Audio Service for the month of May 1995. I'm Fred Bobby, speaking rather fast because we've got a fully packed edition of the DX Audio Service. In fact, on side two, nothing but columns for you, no filler material at all. And we'll have two editions of the Bruce Conte International DX Digest to feature on side two. So what I'm going to do is dump it right into Jerry Starr's lap with a look at the AM switch. And if we have time on the end of side one here, we'll cover some news and notes.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch right out of the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News magazine. We have two editions of the Switch this month. We start with reference number 361 and the largest stack of call letter changes we've ever had in a single AM Switch. Here they are, 540 WRIC, Richlands, Virginia, changes to WGTH. 700 KSUR Soledad, California becomes KVRG. 770 KULL Seattle, Washington changes back to a former call of KRPM. On 830 WWMO Eden, North Carolina becomes WPAI. On 870 KOWA Lachlan, Nevada changes to KLSQ. 890 WBMA Dedham, Massachusetts becomes WBPS. 960 KZXY Apple Valley, California changing to KIXW. 1090 KING Seattle, Washington becomes KINF. On 1110 WZAM Norfolk, Virginia changing to WCKO. That station is presently silent. This must indicate they're planning on putting it back on the air. On 1190 WOEQ in Royal Palm Beach, Florida becomes WLAZ. 1200 WDCQ, Pine Island Center, Florida, changes to WTLQ. 1230 WTKX, Pensacola, Florida, becomes WZNO. 1240 WTFN, Youngstown, Ohio, becomes WBBW again. As a matter of fact, that's a non-change. That call letter change never took place. The station will remain WBBW. 1250 KZEP, San Antonio, Texas, becomes KZDC. 1270 WYAK, Surfside Beach, South Carolina, changing to WCKN. On 1280 WECY, Seaford, Delaware becomes WJPY. 1280 WQUE, New Orleans, Louisiana, changing to WODT. On 1290 KLLF, Wichita Falls, Texas, changing to KWFS. 1300 KDOV, Phoenix, Oregon, becomes KAPL. And we're only about halfway through the list. 1320 WOMG, Columbia, South Carolina, changing to WISW. 1340 WMQX, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, will be WPOL. 1360 KHAK, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, changes to KTOF. 1370 WPRC, Lincoln, Illinois, becomes WNCY. 1380 WKBQ, St. Louis, Missouri, where the stations have the option of using the K or the W prefix, they will become KRAM. Also on 1380, WCQL, Portsmouth, New Hampshire becomes WTMN. And on 1380, WSFL, New Bern, North Carolina becomes WCOO. On 1410, WOHT, Cleveland, Mississippi will be WKZB. Also 1410 KFMS, North Las Vegas, Nevada becomes KKDD. On 1440 WSSL, Greenville, South Carolina changing to WGVL. 1470 WXKW, Allentown, Pennsylvania becomes WKAP, the return of an old call. On 1480 KBEA, Mission, Kansas changes to KCAZ. On 1490 WSBH, Miami Beach, Florida becomes WMBM. 1540 WPGR, Ballast Inwood, Pennsylvania becomes WNWR. 1550 KAKS, Canyon, Texas changes to KZRK. 1570 WZCC, New Albany, Indiana changes to WXLN. And finally, at the other end of the broadcast band on 1600, WNST, Milton, West Virginia becomes WZZW. We had call changes all the way from 540 to 1600. Applications from existing facilities on 880 WBAJ in Blythewood, South Carolina, That's suburban Columbia, South Carolina. This news station is not yet on the air, but they want to change to 890 kilohertz with 11,000 watts in the daytime, 1 watt at night. 990 KRMO, Monette, Missouri, wants to change their city of license to Cassville, Missouri. On 1090 KJJK, Fergus Falls, Minnesota, wants to move to 1020 with 2,000 watts daytime, 1,000 watts at night. One grant to an existing facility, although one that's not yet on the air, 1190, the new WMIW, Atlantic Beach, South Carolina, has been granted a change to 1,200 kilohertz. There'll be 5,000 watts in the daytime, 9 watts at night. And on 1520, WLUV in Loves Park, Illinois, will go full-time by adding 125 watts at night. Their antenna will be U1. Moving into otherness, on 530, CIAO Brampton, Ontario, has dropped their plans to move to 1430 kilohertz. They'll remain on 530. 700 KVRG, Soledad, California. We told you about that call letter change. This silent station is now back on the air. On 850 KWOF, Waterloo, Iowa, this silent station has been sold. The new owners will be returning it to the air shortly. Also on 850 WPFD in Fairview, Tennessee, we reported this station to be silent. This station is now back on the air. They seem to have a sporadic schedule with extended periods of inactivity, which probably accounts for the frequent conflicting reports that they are either silent or on the air. 890 WBPS, Dedham, Massachusetts, according to the station, and this is confirmed by local monitoring of their legal IDs, their city of license is indeed still Dedham, Massachusetts. If you're a subscriber to M Street Journal for a year now, they've been listing this station as licensed to Wellesley, Massachusetts, and so far they are not. They're still licensed to Dedham. And by the way, they're presently using the five-tower antenna system of WBIV, the silent station on 1060. 910 WYLI, Marietta, Ohio, this station is silent, scheduled to return to the air in May. 1050 WMSG, Oakland, Maryland, is silent. On 1130 WYXE, Gallatin, Tennessee, this silent station back on the air. 1200 WTLA, North Syracuse, New York, is now relaying programming from WTLB, the 1310 station in Utica, New York. 1280 WJPY Seaford, Delaware, relays WJDY, the 1470 Salisbury, Maryland station. 1290 KLEH, Anamosa, Iowa, this station is silent. 1340 KSIL, Silver City, New Mexico, scratch this one out of your log. The license has been canceled and the call deleted by the FCC. 1390 CHOO, Ajax, Ontario. This station went silent for good the 20th of February. It's moved to FM and will not return to the AM band. 1400 KPAG, Pagosa Springs, Colorado. This silent station was reported last issue to be on the air, and a comment was made by the station that they were never off the air to one of our members. Well, they may have been referring to the fact that their FM station was never off the air, but our member Wayne Heinen spent a week in Pagosa Springs and reports that the AM frequency was still empty. Perhaps another case of the staff person answering the phone forgetting that they had an AM station, too. On 1400 KAPA Redmond, Washington, get rid of that one, too. The license has been canceled and the call deleted. 1450 WLYV, Fort Wayne, Indiana. This silent station is back on the air. 1450 WTOX, Lincoln, Maine, is silent. 1450 WCIE, Spring Lake, North Carolina. This station is silent. The FCC database shows this station with authority to stay silent through the middle of March of 1995 and still listed by the calls WCIE. About a year ago, they had applied to change to WWKG, but evidently that requested change was never put into place, probably because the station has been silent. On 1570, KSBR in Hardy, Arkansas, this license canceled and the calls deleted also. And moving on to AM Switch reference number 362, only one call letter change, actually a non-change, on 1080 KCSI in Red Oak, Iowa. Their call, KOAK, their 1994 application for a call change, turns out to be for their FM station only. The AM has remained KOAK, and somehow our friends down in D.C. managed to list that as an AM call change, so make that correction in your log. Couple grants of interest on 650 KZTU, Junction City, Oregon. This station is not yet on the air. It's a new CP, but they have already changed frequency. Move it to 660 kilohertz, 10,000 watts day, 550 watts night, and a U4 antenna. And on 690, KSTL St. Louis, Missouri goes full-time by adding a mighty 18 watts at night. Change their antenna designator to U1. Looking at otherness on 610, KSKW Vail, Colorado, this silent station has new owners, again, and is expected to return to the air soon, again. On 680 KBRD, Lacey, Washington, this silent station is on the air. 690 WVCY, Oshkosh, Wisconsin has returned to the air. On 1000 WRTG, Gardner, North Carolina, this silent station is back on the air. They're relaying programming from WRTP on 1530 in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. 1120 WCGM, Maryville, Tennessee, this silent station has new owners. It's being bought by the same group that owns the WHJM 1180 facility in Knoxville and is expected to return to the air again. On 1200 WGNY in Newburgh, New York, here's a mystery for you to solve. M Street Journal indicates that WGNY holds a construction permit to move back to 1220 with 5,000 day, 24 watts night U4 antenna. They moved to 1200 from 1220 just a short time ago. Now, this construction permit does not show up anywhere that we can locate, including the M Street Journal itself. So if this is an error, don't put it in your log yet. And if you're a member in that area, perhaps you might be able to check out and see what the situation is here. Is WGNY actually going to move back to 1220? It doesn't look that way, but we'd like to know for sure. On 1250 KCFI, Cedar Falls, Iowa, this station is silent, will return pending a sale. 1400 KITZ, Silverdale, Washington, another silent station has returned to the air. 1470 WVBS, Burgaw, North Carolina, this silent station is on the air. They are relaying the 1590 station, WHPY, in Clayton, North Carolina. We'll get to that in just a second. That, in turn, is a simulcast of WOTJ, the FM station in Moorhead City, North Carolina. 1470 WRQQ, Farrell, Pennsylvania. This silent station has been sold and will eventually return to the air. This station is almost in our backyard, so we had sort of hoped it would remain silent. The transmitter site, which is all that remains of the station, is in terrible disrepair, so we don't expect it to return to the air soon. 1490 WYYZ, Jasper, Georgia. This silent station is back on the air. 1570 KUAU, Haiku, Hawaii, is silent. And we said we'd get to 1590 WHPY, Clayton, North Carolina. This station was also silent and is also back on the air, relaying WOTJ-FM in Moorhead City, North Carolina. So both WHPY on 1590 and WVBS on 1470 have returned to the air, both relaying the same FM station. And that will wrap up AM Switch for this month's tape. We'll see you in 30 days with more stuff from the broadcast band. Now it's time for Fred to go out in his backyard and crank the big audio service satellite dish down toward the Gold Coast of Florida. Travelog is next with John Bowker.
Well, thanks, Jerry. Hello again, everybody. Gee, I hope you're enjoying the spring weather as we have been here in Florida on the Sun Coast. Just terrific. Well, this is the Travelog on the DX Audio Service, and today we're going to hop in the motorhome and drive you from Dover, New Hampshire to Detroit, Michigan, with any luck. Now, that's usually about a 600-mile trip, but we're going to be stepping foot in Maryland and both Carolinas and Florida and Tennessee. And by the time we're done today, we will have visited 14 states on our way to Michigan on this trip, with our radio dial set at 1270 a.m. all the way across, just to hear what different stations come in. So fasten your seatbelts as we tune into Dick Lewis on the May 1995 DX Audio Service Travelog.
I'm Dick Lewis with First Person News from WTSN Dover.
Okay, Dick. As a matter of fact, we can do better than that because my mother was born in Dover, New Hampshire. I hope I can do better than that.
Starting Monday, it's coverage of the New Hampshire State Amateur Golf Tournament live from the Rochester Country Club with Charlie Sherman, sponsored in part by the Arnold T. Clement Company and the Party Place, junction of Routes 125 and 16B Rochester, and Tri-City Subaru and Tri-City Dodge, Route 16, Summersworth.
From ABC News, I'm Bob Walker.
Good morning, Bob. How are you, sir? Well, okay, I have to tell you that this next ID is the one that Ernie Holt's been waiting for since about 3 years ago. And Ernie, it's the only recording we have of WSPR in Springfield, Mass. And I have to tip my hat to you, Ernie, once again, because I don't think we have any other station with this jingle package. Now, Fred Volby will make a liar out of me, of course, but here we are, 1270 in Springfield, Mass. That's all there is. And for that, Ernie, thank you. I know you've been waiting for that one. What do you say we go up 190 miles northwest of New York City at this point, up into Delaware County, New York?
You're listening to WDLA Walton.
The Weekly Country Music Countdown.
Welcome back for Hour 3 and the Top 10 Country Songs of the Week as they're reported by Radio and Record Magazine.
Now, as we go further west in New York State, we come to the Niagara Falls area, the Niagara Frontier, as it's called. And for those of you who were in the Northeast back in the early 1970s, you remember the big power blackout started at the Sir Adam Beck Power Station in Niagara?
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Pat. And you're in tune with AM 1270 WHLD, Niagara Falls, Buffalo. The time is 8 o'clock. Stay tuned now for the Back to the Bible broadcast.
It turns out, though, it was Niagara, Ontario, so what are you going to talk? This next is goes way, way back into the early 70s. We were in southern New Jersey at that point, and this is what we picked up in Vineland.
WDVL and WDVL-FM for Vineland and vicinity.
That's all we got. However, about 2 years ago, we were there once again, and it turns out they've changed a little of their format, as you'll hear.
This is WFHN. Esta es WFHN, Radio Familiar 1270 AM en Vaina. Muy buenos días.
Format and call letters, of course. Into the Lebanon Valley.
Debbie Rivera of Highland Glen, Lebanon, are believed to be traveling together.
Local news on the half hour, ABC News on the top of the hour. First in news in the Lebanon Valley, WLDR, Lebanon.
From ABC News, I'm Jane Platt in Los Angeles. Here at the criminal courthouse, jurors are hearing opening statements in the trial of two men accused of beating trucker Reginald Denny at the flashpoint of the L.A. riot.
Oh, boy. Well, enough on that. We now go straight south into Hagerstown, turn west, and halfway from there out to West Virginia, guess what we come to in the middle of the Cumberland Valley.
Whitney Houston, greatest love of all. At 4 p.m. for Fisher Scotia, pick up delivery, call Hanks Pharmacy at 722-5300, 1270 a.m. WCBC. Cumberland, ABC News is next.
From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. Another kick in the teeth for the Communist Party. Kick in the teeth. I wonder if that's the way the script was originally written. Let's go down to the southern part of Virginia on the Atlantic coast.
You're in tune to AM 1270 WTJZ, Newport News, Hampton, and Norfolk. The Grim Precision time, it's 11 o'clock, and it's time to join the First Calvary Hour with the Reverend J.L. White, Sr.
Yes, indeed. We had WTID at one time, but that wasn't a legal ID, so you won't be hearing it today. We're down in Charlotte, North Carolina, right on the South Carolina border now.
Desert Rose Band in town not long ago by Georgia, good group.
This is WCGC Belmont, Charlotte, Gastonia. Get any eight items dry clean for only $18 at the Cleaners, Main Street Crossing Shopping Center, Belmont. They're open early in the morning.
It's 5 o'clock.
NBC Radio News, I'm Barbara Porter. Superior, Wisconsin, and Duluth, Minnesota, two cities with one problem today, a benzene spill. In
yeah, they're connected by one bridge, too, so there you are.
And that's the gentleman from Mount Airy, North Carolina. Special request, 64 roses. It's 11 o'clock, CBS News, WMPM, 1270, Smithfield. Good morning.
This is Doug Poling. President Clinton says his administration wants to find out the cause of Thursday night's airliner crash.
No, that was the one in Charlotte, North Carolina. Remember that?
WXMB, Surfside Beach, Garden City, Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, I could have mentioned we switched into South Carolina at that point, and we're still in South Carolina here.
On Y-103, be listening later this hour for your chance to win the cassette of your choice from some of today's hottest artists like Randy Travis, Carlene Carter, Sawyer Brown, and more, only from Y-103.
Y-103, W-Y-A-K, AM and FM, Surfside Beach,
Garden City,
Myrtle Beach, the Grand Strand's home of the best and hottest country.
Mutual News.
Three Americans died today when Somali gunmen fired at their helicopter over Mogadishu.
Well, okay. That was an update, of course. WXMB became WYAK. We're down in Georgia now.
Hit country, WYXC, Cartersville.
CBS News, I'm Ed Crane. Independent arson investigator.
That was recorded from about 70 miles away from Cartersville.
Says, prepare ye the way of the Lord.
We're still in Georgia, right on the Alabama border.
Way for our God. We're Highway 1270, WHYD, Columbus, Phoenix City.
Remember, all these stations today are at 1270 on the dial as we travel. This time down to Commerce, Georgia, just northeast of Atlanta.
WJJC in Commerce, Georgia. It's 3 o'clock, time for ABC News.
Plus, the reputation of the space program are riding on a repair mission coming up for the crew of the Endeavor. Three of the seven crew members will go outside the orbiter, try to catch a communications satellite.
Now, that's another way of building up to the news. We've talked about this the last couple of months. One is to play a song up to the news. One is to, you know, just ad-lib your way up to the news. This way, you just do whatever you want, and when you're through, switch into the news, even if you're late. What can I tell you? This is Orlando, Florida. Actually, a little outskirts.
Locally heavy rain and gusty winds. Highs in the mid-90s, wind southwest at 10 miles an hour. Stay tuned to 1270. We'll keep you updated on the weather, sports, all the business news you need.
Central Florida's business news and financial lifestyle radio station. Write it down. 1270 AM WBZS, Eatonville, Orlando.
Now, that station didn't make it. It was only on the air, what, a year and a half, as I recall best. And they changed format and call letters. And something else.
Como dice nuestro slogan, ya encontré mi casa en Orlando y es la casa de Puerto Rico, también puede ser la casa de ustedes. Muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias a ti, Luis.
Transmite WHBS Amplitud Modulada 1270 en su cuadrante. Eatonville, Orlando, Florida. La estación oficial de la cadena de deportes CBS. Cosmos, tu nave.
That's got to be Spanish. It's just got to be Spanish.
WNOG, Naples.
CBS News, I'm Rob Armstrong.
Okay, we're going to go now into Tallahassee, the state capital.
The capital city's 24-hour talk station. This is WNLS AM 1270, Tallahassee. Mutual News. White House lawyers working to defend President Clinton in Whitewater and the new sexual harassment case filed last week are now looking...
Oh, I've heard enough of that. What do you say we go due west to the outskirts of Mobile, Alabama on the Gulf of Mexico? This was recorded in 1993 by me.
Somebody wants to be a part of your life. 95 KSJ and Reba McEntire, love will find its way to you.
WKSJ, Pritchard, WKSJ FM, Mobile.
No payments till June. Rebates to 1,200.
Okay, no thank you. Just bought a car recently, as a matter of fact. We're going up to the northern borders of Alabama now, just south of Huntsville.
WGSD, Guntersville.
From ABC News, I'm Dorothy McIntyre. In what was billed as a non-political radio address, President Bush took to the airwaves today.
Now, this next one is perhaps one of the most interesting voices that we have in the whole DX audio service. How this fellow gives the call letters the way he does, I haven't any idea, but I invite anybody to try it. Listen closely to this fellow now.
1270 WIK in Newport, Tennessee. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time...
Now, we've taken a close look at that on an oscilloscope here with the... actually, it's in the sound blaster of the computer. I have a little oscilloscope presentation. He says very distinctly, W-L-I-K. But then when he gets to the word gentleman, you hear this same double tonsil thing again. I don't know how he does it. That's terrific. And it goes way back to the early 70s, and so does this next one. That means, of course, that we only have the ID. We didn't keep anything else, and I'm just sorry for that. This little town, though, in the middle of Ohio, is one of the biggest glass manufacturing towns in the world.
WILE Radio, AM/FM in Cambridge, Ohio.
And that's all we have. So it's interesting. Charlevoix, Michigan. Let's see. We had WVOY, but it was a very, very old, very broken-up recording that the NRC's Bob Walker was able to record for us many years ago. I'm not going to use that one today, Bob. What we're going to do is bring you up to date. They are now on the Business Radio Network.
I'm Jack Lott on the Business Radio Network.
Serving the coastal Northwest Michigan business community, this is Market Radio, WMKT Charlevoix, Petoskey, Harbor Springs, Traverse City.
From the Washington News Desk, I'm Ed Silk.
This next is perhaps my second most favorite ID in the entire collection. We get a lot of firsts and seconds, don't we? This is from Detroit, Michigan.
Radio 1270, WXYZ, Detroit.
It's the WXYZ weekend. Gotta grab this day. Gotta grab that day. Gotta get away. Gotta make it stay while we can. There's walls that wait for climbing. There's songs that lead us to. You know the sky's the limit. Bust out of that cocoon.
This is WXYZ, AM and FM Detroit, the most honored call letters in Mid-America.
And we're going to tell you more about WXYZ next month here on the Travelogue. Thanks a lot for taking a ride with us, at least through the eastern part of the United States. We'll finish it up at 1270 on the dial for sure at the June edition of the DX Audio Service. Speaking of the DX Audio Service and finishing up, I can't say that. Let me start that again. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to present Jim Snowbarger. Jim?
Okie dokie, Mr. Bowker. Thank you, sir. Hey, it's about that time of year for you, isn't it? Time to hit the old the old asphalt trail, as they say?
Yeah, well, it won't be too many days. We're actually going to be leaving here June 6th.
Oh, okay.
On our way to Aurora, Colorado for the NRC convention, Jim.
Ah, that's right, that's right. That's in Colorado this year, isn't it? I'll have to give that some thought. But aren't you leaving a little early, John? I mean, it's taken 3 months to get out there. That figures out about 6 miles an hour. Is that all faster you can push that old heat?
Well, we do a little better than that, I have to admit. But, you know, there are still some AM stations out there we don't have on tape.
Really?
So
that's amazing.
You know, what are we to do?
Well, you go get them. I mean, geez. So up north first?
Yeah, we're going to be heading north. We're going into Vermont first.
Oh, neat.
And then coming down through New York into Kentucky.
Oh, you're moving right along there.
Yeah, I know. I'm skipping a few. Down in Louisiana, Texas, back up through Kansas, and then out into Aurora is really the way it goes.
All right. Sounds like fun. Well, travel safe and stay in touch as you go. Write if you get work, that type of thing.
Oh, sure will, Jim. Looking forward to the whole summer. Hope to see you and everybody else out in Aurora.
All right.
More on that another time.
You betcha. Well, at this point, John, I'm not quite sure what to do next.
Could I suggest a couple of things?
Sure. Like, how about if you do Bandscan this month?
I think it's a great idea.
All right. Hold fast to this rudder and let us go west, young man. Hi, John. Welcome to the West Coast. It's great to have you here.
Hi, Jim. It's great to be with you, too. And I'm taking over this entire tape, if it hasn't occurred to you.
Really?
And, of course, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I am in such an idyllic spot. It's 82 degrees. It's about 4 o'clock. It's just after 4 o'clock in the afternoon. My feet are in the Pacific Ocean at Blaine, actually Puget Sound, I guess it is. It's a bay of Puget Sound. And the wind is blowing, as perhaps you can hear in our traveling microphones.
And everything is being operated here portable, I can tell you. Although we do have some power lines nearby. We'll see. I don't think they'll bother us. We'll see. I am looking a mile across the bay to British Columbia. I can see the Peace Arch at the northerly end of Interstate 5, just at off to my right. Way around to my right is the town of Blaine, Washington. And we're about 14 miles north of Bellingham and about 42 miles north of Seattle, Washington. And 32 miles south of Vancouver, British Columbia. And I haven't measured the mileage across the bay to Victoria, which is the city that is the capital of British Columbia. And to confuse things worse, Jim, Victoria is on an island called Vancouver Island.
Isn't that weird?
It has nothing to do with the city of Vancouver.
No.
The city of Vancouver is on the mainland of British Columbia. Let's get on with the band sked. You said let's keep these short, so that's just what we will do.
All righty.
We're going to start at 540. Now, I must explain to you that 500 yards directly behind me are the five radio towers of a 5-kilowatt station, KARI in Blaine. It's all religion. And if I flick on the old radio here,
values and approaches Calgary.
We're hearing the splatter at 540. Let's go up to 550.
Radically different now.
It's a religious format in the station. 560 is splatter. 570. I don't know if the Select a Channel will bring them in.
Festival fiasco.
Not really. It's KVI. 5 kilowatts, 42 miles south of here in Seattle, Washington. We'll put the Select a Channel away. It isn't doing anything for us. 580 is is power lines. I knew it. 590 is kind of clear. And we get up to 600. This is our first Canadian station, Vancouver CHRX. 600. 10 kilowatts. 610, just a little splatter. 620 would be clear, yeah, except for the you-know-what. 630 should, there it is, Edmonds, a suburb of Seattle, 5 kilowatts, KCIS. 630. They're getting up here a little bit. That's kind of a pull for them at 5 kilowatts, particularly they're directional. Richmond, British Columbia should be coming. That's 640. That's 650. Richmond, British Columbia, another 10 kilowatter. That's a suburb of Vancouver, so it's somewhat closer to us, I guess, than Vancouver. CISL, 650. 660 will be a U.S. station right there in Mount Vernon. Mount Vernon, Washington. They're 10 kilowatts, too. KAPS. We're going to be camping in Mount Vernon here in another week or so. By the way, if I didn't mention it, it's July 29th, 1994. Beautiful, beautiful day. Gosh, just a one little puffy cloud over British Columbia. Nothing over the state of Washington. 670 is splatter. 680 would be clear. Yeah, I'm a little surprised. CBU is at 690. Listen to that. That's 680. That's CBU. That's a clean signal. They ID only as CBC Vancouver. 50,000 watts. 700, not much there. 710, of course, is Cairo. You hear him say that?
The day after the organization gets hit.
Got to him a few seconds earlier. KIRO, 50 kilowatts, news talk in Seattle.
Kingdom's not available. They find out they can't play at Cheney Stadium. The team on the field, which has lost three straight.
Oh, dear.
Gets to go and play the team.
Between the forest fires, which is no laughing matter, and the poor Kingdom, let's go on. 720, we're getting Vancouver splatter. CKLG, listen to that. Vancouver. We'll go up to 740. 750 is clear. 760 will be clear unless, yeah, no one less. 770 is cool. K-O-O-L, Seattle. And you say, what? Foul. Stop him. No. All the time except on the hour, which they identify then as K-U-L-L, Seattle. They say cool, Seattle. K-O-O-L. And they actually say those four letters. Let's go up to 780. And I'm surprised we don't get splatter from the nearby Bellingham station. They're not coming in well at all, are they? My heavens, out here on they must be beamed away from. Let me try the Select a Tenor.
Is at fault. And I'm wondering, in terms of strategy now, if you could just take your emotions out of it for just a second.
They're getting beat up a little bit. KGMI, 790, 5 kilowatts in Bellingham. That's only 14 miles from here, according to the map that we're using. 800 is clear, 810 will be clear, and 820 is KGNW in Burien. They're kind of beat up, too, in the line noise. 50 kilowatts, but Burien is a Seattle suburb, so I'm not too surprised. 830, 840. Now we come to a nearby 10-kilowatter. CFVR in Abbotsford, British Columbia, 850. 860, 870, 880, Kixie. In Mercer Island, which is another near suburb of Seattle's, 50 kilowatts, AIXI 880, Mercer Island, Washington. 890 will be clear, except for that terrible noise. My heaven's sakes. And 900 is Victoria, the capital of British Columbia, CJVI, 900, 10 kilowatts. 910, 920. 9:30 is Bellingham again. And again, they're beat up a little bit. Bellingham, 1,000 water. Well, what can you say? 14 miles, 1,000 watts. 9:40 will be clear, and then 9:50 is Sports Radio Seattle.
It's going to be an exciting
KJR.
And it adds a little luster to the exhibition season of the NFL that they're going to be playing right there in your backyard.
9:60, 9:70, 9:80.
Ooh, because he's hot, and it's Jim Carrey with his rubbery face taken.
This is a great station. In the morning, they have nothing but news, and it's very good, although it's all Canadian news. You learn more about Canada than you ever wanted to know.
And the, you know,
and,
the
they're talking now about the big vote in Quebec, which is now in the future, on September 12th, I think
like
it is.
Once again, typical summer stuff, course, where you leave the plot at the door and you just
CKNW, New Westminster, 50 kilowatts at 980 on the dial. Let's go to 990. Pretty signal. Terrible. Now at 1,000.
1,000, it is time to wrap up this Listen at Work challenge for the week.
And this K-O-M-O.
The question of this last game will determine who the grand prize winner.
I can hardly wait. 50 kilowatts. Let's go up to 1010. Nothing. 1020. Nothing. 1030 is clear. And 1040 with Vancouver.
Ross and
CKST.
His biggest hit ever from 1984. That's All of You. Hmm. 19 minutes after 4 o'clock, hour 2, the Terry Bell program here at AM 1040 as we join Lyndon Grove for another pointless digression.
Well, we'll skip that then. 1050, 1060, 1070 again from Victoria. 10 kilowatts across the pond here. CFAX. They're apparently beamed up north. The island, they're at the south end of an island. They probably beam up to the north. Wouldn't be surprised. 1080, 1090 is the king of Seattle.
Sent to the RDA of magnesium. 100% of the antioxidant.
KING, 50 kilowatts.
B vitamin.
1100's clear. 1110 is a nearby, kinda. KJTT. This is the least powerful station of our whole band scan. Oak Harbor, Washington. They do a nice job of sort of coordinating things, and they're largely talking news about what's going on in the local area. All those little islands you see on a map in the northwest corner of Washington. Friday Harbor, Orca, a whole bunch of them. Whitby Islands. And they talk about those and the ferry schedules almost all the time on this station.
You're a real mean guy.
And they're not talking about mean people. 1120, 1130.
The publishing, etc. But that's about
CKWX Vancouver, 50 kilowatts.
They can be defending Super Bowl champions, but if they're 40,
6 midway through the 50. 1160 and now 1170.
Done.
That's the last chance for Bellingham. KPUG with a 10 kilowatt signal. I'm going to use a select antenna.
The lowest price with dual airbags would park easy downtown.
Yeah, there they are.
And then there's Tim from the chicken place.
Perfect.
Kinda.
He can help us.
That's
Ford Escorts.
KPUG. They get their call sign from the Puget Sound, of course. Let's go up to 1180. That's clear. And 1190 is clear. 1200 is a big deal. That's 50 kilowatts in toward us, I would guess, from Victoria, British Columbia. CKDA. 1210. Splatter. 1220. Nothing. And now, with your leave, I'm going to skip up to 1500. And there we are with a station some miles away. They're doing very well for 1,000 watt. 1,000 watt daytimer down in Seattle. Well, actually in Tumwater, it's called. Washington, KVSN. The reason I skip those in between channels is that, sure, you can use them for DX, and finally so, too. But I thought we'd stick with the more powerful stations, like at least the channels that have them. There's Tumwater. Let's go up to 1510, 20, 30, 1550.
And
that's 1540, of course. I can't count.
1550
is a station that I had logged as silent. That's by no means silent. Doesn't sound very good, but it's not silent.
We reorganized the group.
KNTR, Ferndale. It's a religious format. I think they've recently come back on the air.
My father-in-law and I.
1560 is only splatter from them. They're only about 7 miles from here. And 1570... You going to get them at all? My Nano.
And I could care less.
CHUB.
Yeah, hey, I got to tell you.
1570 on names for their songs Vancouver is Island. The city is Nanano.
Maybe that's delegated to the drummer. He thinks up all the song titles. Who knows? 100.
Ringo. 1580. 1590. Nothing much there. 1600. That's the end of the band scan from Northwest Pacific.
Read that as Pacific Northwest for those of you who speak literally. Thank you, John.
Delighted to have been with you.
If John and I ever decide to sail on home, we'll see you in our respective columns next month.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Get your clothes off and get in the tops.
Thanks, Jim. While attending the National Association of Broadcasters convention out in Las Vegas, I met up with Barry Mishkine, who needs your help. Now, over the past 2 years, he's been involved in a project to develop historical data on the pioneering radio stations in the United States. A great deal of information has been gathered from the 1982 FCC microfiches and other sources, but a lot of history remains out there that is to be uncovered and preserved. Now, while it's fairly easy to find some information about KDKA or KQW, which is KCBS, for example, there are many stations which the casual reader has few or no sources of information available. Now, ultimately, it's his hope that he can produce a reference book that will be of value to those wanting to know more about these stations and the people that pioneered the broadcast industry. The plan is to trace as many stations as possible from their inception to today, including those that went dark over the years. Additionally, he wants to develop a resources index that will direct historians, researchers, and students seeking further information to the locations around the country where the different archives are maintained. Now, what he's looking for is the following information: any printed history, old licenses, construction permits, historical documents, which, by the way, could be in a library, university, or even in the front lobby of a radio station. Other materials that would be valuable are logos, QSL cards, echo stamps, rate cards, promotional materials, news stories, for example, a news story from the local paper when the station first went on the air, or when it had its 50th anniversary, for example, any anecdotes, old radio guides, broadcasting yearbooks, and such. If you have any of that information available, or can get it for Barry, please contact Barry Mishkind, M-I-S-H-K-I-N-D, at 2033 South Augusta, A-U-G-U-S-T-A Place, Tucson, Arizona, 85710. Or give him a call at area code 520-296-3797. Speaking of publications, Bruce Elving's FM Atlas is back in print. Also available from the National Radio Club's Publication Center is a list of all the New Zealand stations, complete with addresses and slogans for $1. And by the way, the correct address for ordering the Zenith Transoceanic book by Drs. Cones and Bryant is the Radio Professors, Post Office Box 592, Stillwater, Oklahoma, 74076. It's available for $24.95 plus $2 shipping and handling. And I should make mention that if you'd like to get a copy of the FM Atlas, you can get it from two different sources. First, from the Publication Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661, USA. Or you can write direct to Bruce Elving at 241 Anderson Road, Esko, Minnesota, 55733, USA. And Bruce does have some radios and kits that will receive SCA. So if you have a reading service on SCA in your city, you might want to ask Bruce about SCA receivers and SCA receiver kits. In the past couple of years, we've used postcards as a reminder to members that their subscription to the DX Audio Service is about to elapse. Well, we're going to be doing away with that as soon as the supply of postcards ends. It seems that many of the DX Audio Service members prefer the method that we used several years back, where we taped a small card to the cassette as a reminder that their subscription is about to end. However, we're going to use the postcards in a different manner. When you send in your check for renewal of your DX Audio Service, we're going to send you back a postcard telling you when your check was received and what your new subscription dates are. That way you know the check got here and you know that you're going to be getting your DX Audio Service. So look for that change as soon as our postcards expire, and in the meantime, we'll start getting the little cards printed up for the cassettes. If you remember a couple issues back, I talked about a form that you need to fill out if you're missing a tape. Well, I just got a letter, and it's kind of funny because the letter is dated March the 8th from the Miami branch of the Consumer Affairs Division of the United States Post Office, informing me that if you do lose a tape in the mail, you should use Service Form 1510, a mail loss rifling report. I hope to have some time to read this letter on the next edition of the DX Audio Service because it's rather humorous. On side two of this tape, we have a air check of Las Vegas' newest radio station, KUSA, and a whole lot more. So stay tuned to your DX Audio Service for May 1995.
KNEW, Channel 91, Oakland, San Francisco.